Come on, admit it. It's going to take a little getting used to getting up again and rolling for work after the holidays, all the eating, the visiting, the sleeping in, the late nights. I know it is for me, but it was a nice holiday break, and I hope you had a great New Year's. I spent a few days with my family over the holidays in Edmonton, and for the record, their snow removal was non-existent. Honestly, Edmonton, it was horrible everywhere. Didn't see a sander or a snowplow the whole 4 days we were there. We got there before New Year's Eve. Just a lot of people sliding into one another, going into the ditch. Lots of people stuck in their own neighborhoods. They have had a lot of snow. And in residential areas, we had an Airbnb, and it was great. But had we not had a truck with 4x4 action, we would have been stuck like every other neighbor in the bay we stayed at. But just maybe grateful, I think, for how well the city of Regina seems to have come through this year. And that was many of you saying the same thing when I was asking on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page a few weeks ago. What do you think of the city's attempted snow removal after that first run at us? And most were in favor of how well it was done. So, hey, it could be worse. You could be waking up in Edmonton and stuck in your own neighborhood right now. But yeah, had an opportunity New Year's Eve. We went to the Oilers game. It sucked because they lost, but it was still thrilling enough to see Connor McDavid in action again with one of his highlight moves on one goal. Yes, hadn't been to the West Edmonton Mall in, I don't know, a couple of decades, I think. But anyhow, kids use just about every gift card they got for the holidays. Love shopping. Went to the water park. That West Edmonton Mall, it was packed every day we were there. Still a big deal in Edmonton. And I will say this, Edmonton has IHOP restaurants. I love those for breakfast. In Regina, we are getting one now, too. The American Breakfast Chain is coming to Regina. It used to be Chili's on Vic East there by McDonald's. Then it became another restaurant, I think, too. Well, anyhow, it's becoming an IHOP. They've already got a Facebook page. Someone fired it to me and said, Greg, I know you love IHOP. I don't know. Their blueberry pancakes are outstanding. But, yeah, good time in Edmonton. Hope you had a good New Year's as well. Have you torn down your Christmas tree and everything else that's Christmas in your home? Hoping to see it get done over the weekend once we got back, but ran out of time. Started to a little, but tree's still up. If you bought a natural Christmas tree yourself this year, you can drop it off at the Yard Waste Depot, which is going to be set up there for now till the end of January. But here we go again. We're back to regular routine, right? Back to work, back to school after a two-week holiday break. Although I know the Prairie Valley system, I believe, they don't go back to school till tomorrow. But within Regina here, both public and Catholic systems are back at it today. Regular routine of work, school, all the extracurricular activities will start to resume, whether you got your kids in dance, cheer, or basketball on the high school level, hockey, of course. Many will be on the run again with winter sports and activities. Filling up our days. And here's a big reminder right now for you parents. Today is the day to register for the Regina NFL Youth Flag Football. As you know, divisions will be full within minutes of groups opening up here. So tag a friend this morning, spread the word. Today's the day. Youth Flag Football registration begins, I believe, at 10 a.m. I'm going to double check that, but I think it's 10 a.m. And I know how huge this registration is. But I remind you now, be ready for it. It is coming this morning. And for the first time in 13 years, a country other than Canada, Finland, or the USA will win gold in the World Juniors.
Curry moving in. Curry with a chance. Rebound. Listen for the score. With 1:14 to go, the Czechs have retaken the lead.
Oh, heartbreaker last night. Czechia ended Canadian gold medal dreams for a third straight year. 6-4 final. I'll get into all the details throughout the morning here, but yeah, now the Czechs will play Sweden in the final tonight after Canada faces Finland for bronze. But, you know, it was a close game. There were concerns early for me watching Team Canada. I was kind of concerned, thinking, oh, no, I don't know if this is going to go our way. And it did not. But as you heard here live on 980 CJME, the Czechia team was that much better. 6-4 the final at the World Juniors. Well, there's no Monday Nighter tonight, but the NFL regular season did come to a close last night. I got to admit, I was busy flipping back and forth from the World Juniors. They lost. Team Canada lost to Czechia. But the NFL game last night, it was heartbreak in the final minutes for another club. And it was the last game of the regular season. Ravens Steelers, winner captures the AFC North, punches their ticket to the playoffs. It may have been, I think, one of the greatest football games of all time. I don't know, man. These clubs answered one another throughout the game with touchdown for touchdown. And the Ravens, well, they just regained the lead late in the fourth when, with a minute left, there he is, 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers puts the Steelers just where they want to be.
Rodgers protected first to Austin for the touchdown!
Pittsburgh up 26-24. However, they couldn't convert on the extra point, and that left the door open for the Ravens. Trailing by two, Baltimore's Lamar Jackson gets his club within field goal range. Glorious chance for their rookie kicker to send his club to the playoffs. And just to set up the moment for this young rookie, Ravens kicker, he had replaced one of the most accurate kickers in the league, right? Justin Tucker, who they had long since let go earlier in the season, and brought in this young kid, Tyler Luke, in the hopes he'd shine in moments like we saw last night.
Tyler Luke from 44.
I could not believe it. He missed his first field goal inside of 50 yards all season, and his teammates on the sideline, man, when they showed them, they just couldn't believe it either. But maybe it was the holy water. Hours before the game, a priest for the Steelers was spotted spraying holy water in the same end zone that that young kicker was kicking into on the final play of the game.
Aaron, what was it like watching that Ravens final drive?
That sucks. That's the worst part of this game. I'd rather have the ball in my hand. We haven't made it easy for ourselves most of the year. I'm thankful for these guys and excited to be going to the playoffs for the first time in a long while.
Did you have seen Aaron Rodgers in the wild card on your bingo card? Lamar Jackson, on the other hand, devastated for the Ravens.
We did all that, man, to come up short, bro, you know? Devastating. Furious. All type of, I don't know. I'm everywhere with it right now.
He turns 29 this week. He's still at his prime. He's going to rebound. But now the Steelers prepare to host the Texans with a chance to end their franchise's longest playoff win drought since the Franco Harris Immaculate Reception more than 50 years ago. Here it is. The wild card weekend ahead features the Rams and Panthers on Saturday first, followed by the Packers and Bears. Sunday, the Jags host the Bills. 49ers are in Philly. The Patriots will host the Chargers. And a week from tonight, we'll see the Texans take on the Steelers. And yes, it was sad at the World Juniors. Czechia knocked Canada out of the quarterfinal stage in the last two World Juniors. And last night, the clubs met again, and it was not pretty. Let me take you first to the third. Canada down 3-2, but would tie it up. Only then the Czechs would take the lead again 6 minutes later. And we're again down 4-3. But with under three to go, Canada's captain Porter Martone ties it up. However, heartbreak for the Canadians follow that.
Curran moving in. Curran with a chance. Rebound losing for the score. With 1:14 to go, the Czechs have retaken the lead.
Ah, that puck went off a couple skates before even going in. And Czechia retaking the lead for the fourth time in the game. And it unraveled from there for the red and white. Canada got a goalie interference penalty. An empty netter would follow. Canada eliminated by Czechia for the third straight year, as you heard here live on 980 CJME. And Canada faces Finland for bronze now. Czechia takes on Sweden for gold. Well, it didn't go well for Canada, the World Juniors last night. Czechia did it again. They ended the Canadian gold medal dreams for the third straight year. 6-4 final there. The Czechs will play Sweden in the final tonight. after Canada faces Finland. But as you heard here live on 980 CJME, it was a close game at times, but you could just tell early in the game, at least for me anyhow, that Czechia was not going to lay down on this one. And boy, oh boy, they played great. Canada played great at times, but not too consistently. So no goal for Canada. Hey, as we head back into a regular routine this week, back to work after a holiday break, perhaps you were off with the kids. Kids have been off for the last 2 weeks. Maybe some of you are just getting over the flu. Flu season is spiking in this province right now. It certainly went through my family. The last week in November, into December, it was all over the place. I avoided it. I got my flu shot. Not that that probably saved me, but it helps, right? They say it's not too late to get yours. But in my household, one of my kids missed school for over a week. And it's just ongoing. Everyone I talked to over the holidays, someone in their family was sick or getting sick. In late November to mid-December, test positivity jumped from under 14% to 40%. And Dr. Joseph Blondeau with the SHA says there's been a high prevalence of influenza A right across all age groups, especially in younger and older ones.
What's resulted in an increase in visits to physicians or to emergency rooms, and even an increase in hospitalizations. And that's been fairly uniform across the country.
He said, too, the flu shot is still a great option, right? It's not too late. Some people are calling it the super flu. And if you're wondering, how do you know if it's the flu or a cold? Well, fever is the big thing with the flu. Fever and a cough. And you can also have a sore throat and muscle aches and fatigue. COVID could also cause that, too. But there is so much more flu right now than anything else. The assortment of fever, sore throat, cough, fatigue, and muscle aches. Very likely you have the flu. And if you're wondering, well, when do you go to the hospital or a doctor? Well, a serious fever, right? Especially with young children. So fever, dehydration, you're not maybe going to the bathroom as much. You got dry lips, difficulty breathing, really low levels of energy. Well, that's maybe when you should seek some attention at your doctor's office. But yeah, even hospitals. I have family that works at the general hospital. And they said it's just packed. On top of everything else, a lot of people coming in with the flu right now, too, as we head back to school. Hopefully it's healthy in your household and you had a good New Year's. Certainly it was interesting over the weekend, was it not? On the U.S. politics scenes, Venezuelans in Saskatchewan even reacting to the news of the U.S. military taking over its government. And for Arnaldo Prieto, who woke up to the news that the Americans attacked the country on Saturday and captured its president, Nicolas Maduro, he said it was eye-opening.
And it wasn't difficult to leave, because here's the thing. We've been hoping, perhaps not the right word, but kind of wishing that some kind of intervention had happened for the last decade with the build-up and ramp-up of, you know, forces in the Caribbean, hoping, if I remember, for the last months. We thought it would be, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all a show of force, as they call it. Nothing's going to happen. And then in a blink of an eye happening, it felt surreal. Still today it feels surreal. Although when you see the pictures of Maduro landing in, I think it was in Brooklyn or Manhattan, escorted by an army of DEA officers, FBI, and Celia too, it's finally settling in.
As Arnaldo Prieto, who came to Canada in 2011 to attend university, and he grew up on the same military bases that were attacked, and he says this latest development is giving him hope that maybe he can return to his birthplace.
It does give me hope of going again and, you know, listening to the sounds that I grew up with, eating the food that I grew up with, seeing sights and things that I thought no one thinks about, but then when you're removed from there, it actually, it's part of you. You reminisce of that, and it gives me hope.
Now, the president has said the U.S. would take charge of Venezuela's oil reserves and that American companies would invest billions to rebuild the oil infrastructure of the country. And, hey, that would certainly take a heck of a lot of time to accomplish. But in the meantime, what might that mean for Canada's oil industry in the long run? Here we go, the the first work week of the new year. It's January 5th, start of a brand new work week, and heading back to school as well. Although I know Prairie School Division, some kids head back tomorrow. But here in Regina, public and separate school systems return. And as we start the new year, specifically here in Regina, we're going to be navigating a rather historic tax increase. Inevitably, we are set to face a 10.9% mill rate increase, the largest in our city's history. And for you and I, for most anyhow, it's about $23 more per month or about $276 more per year. Don't forget, too, the city announcing user fee increases are starting in April. Transit fares will increase by 10%, parking tickets by 10%, parking meters by 50 cents an hour, too. And, hey, come spring, the 11th Avenue Revitalization Project will resume the final phase. And, of course, we got the indoor aquatic facility and a $40 million specialized long-term care facility being built. Man, there's a lot going on in 2026. And some major events, too. National Gymnastics Festival will come here in June. There's going to be 1,000-plus athletes bringing all their family and friends. That'll be a good economic spinoff. And Canada's Farm Show is back in March. Later in the year, we're hosting Saskatchewan's Men's and Women's Curling Championships, the Foo Fighters, outdoors in Mosaic in September. And don't rule out the possibility yet of another concert either. I'm here and there hoping to get one more at Mosaic, so... That's a bit of what we have to look forward to in 2026. Maybe you are thinking more like I'd look forward to a trip, a raise, or fewer emails. Me, I think this year I'm just going to resolve to be a little more thankful, very honestly. Over the weekend, all I heard, what's your New Year's resolution? Well, honestly, it might be the easiest New Year's resolution any of us could make. I'm thankful for every morning I wake up, even though my alarm goes off at 2:15 in the morning, an ungodly hour, but I still love it. And I'm thankful for that very first cup of coffee every morning, which is going to cost more in 2026. Yeah, coffee's going up. But listen, there are lines I'm not willing to cross. Coffee's one of them. And honestly, really, no New Year's resolutions other than being thankful. I'm thankful for my partner, Jen, her boys, my girls, my producer, Frank, who makes me laugh every single day. Staring at you right now, yeah. Anytime Frank tells a joke, I play a laugh track. But, I'm thankful, too, my kid. My youngest is getting her driver's license this year. Sure, I'm going to worry, but the way her face lights up behind the wheel when we're out practicing, it's worth every gray hair, I think. But and I know the world isn't perfect right now. I'm grateful for what it gives us. Right now, it's winter. I'm grateful for heated seats, heated steering wheels, and apps that start your car from anywhere on earth as well. And I think this year I'm all set to just relax, occasionally stop, and just breathe it all in. And I want to laugh more in 2026. I know humor might be subjective, but I believe it's necessary. Lose your sense of humor and everything's going to get heavier for you. And I'm going to continue to be thankful for you. I'm serious, for listening, because... for letting me at your breakfast table or ride shotgun on your drive to work. I know when I was a kid growing up at Rosemont, there was a transistor radio on top of the bread box in our kitchen. My mom yelling at us, yeah, it's a breakfast before going to school. And that voice on the radio, he'd never met us, but was part of our family. And knowing I get to be that voice now for you, that's why I do this. So in 2026, maybe take a moment to be thankful. It might just be the easiest resolution you ever keep. And hey, if you fall off by February, there's no guilt. You can be thankful again in March. Because if gratitude is the resolution you break, you're still doing better than anyone who gave up on the gym by January 12th.